Coming up on this episode of Growing Goodyear.
The employees here are the heartbeat of Goodyear. They make everything run here. They make sure our citizens are safe. These employees care about our citizens so deeply. So they're the heartbeat. They're the soul of this city, and that's why I care so much about them.
Welcome to the Growing Goodyear podcast. I'm Tammy Vo with the City of Goodyear.
And I'm Jordan Bird.
Jordan, when we think about cities across the nation, I mean, it doesn't matter where you live in the country, you likely live in a city or a county or a place where you've got someone who's running that place where you live. And you think about the little things in life that you might take for granted, things that like your trash getting picked up, or maybe you go down to the library and you check out a book. There is someone behind the scenes and a group of people who are leading that effort.
And a lot of times you may not realize the people behind the scenes leading those efforts until they're not there, or until something has upset that process. And then you're like, well, how come my trash didn't get picked up? Or why do I have a water leak? Or, you know, why is the library closed on today? So a lot of times we don't even realize the people that are behind those services within a city until we need those services. And we've become so dependent and reliant on it. It's a missing part of our life.
And it happens 365 days a year, rain or shine, hot or cold. You know, everyone's out there doing the great work for the public services to keep cities and towns going. So there's always someone at these places who are leading the effort. And for us here at the City of Goodyear, it is our new city manager, Wynette Reed.
New to the city manager role, but not to the City of Goodyear. She, of course, was the deputy city manager here in the City of Goodyear. And I think it will be interesting in this episode for people to kind of get an understanding of what that job entails. What does it mean to be the city manager of the City of Goodyear? Because so many times, especially with council, they run, they're elected, they're out there, but sometimes you may not even know who your city manager is or specifically what they're doing behind the scenes to help make your life better.
So we thought it would be a great opportunity to sit down with Wynette, ask her some questions about herself and how things are going in her new role. But first, here's our Fast Five. So you're looking to relax. Would you be more likely to reach for a remote for the TV, a book, or something else?
A book.
Where is some place you have never been but would like to visit?
Montana. Just travel around. We have a little RV, so we'd love to just go sightseeing and spend a bunch of time there.
What is something you just can't live without?
My wine.
Me too. I knew we had something in common like that.
What was your first job?
Working at the S&S Cafe in Oshkosh, Nebraska. I started out washing dishes and waiting tables. It's a small little cafe in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, last question. What do you love most about Goodyear?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things, but if I said what I love most, it's the employees that work for Goodyear. That's why I've been here for almost 12 years.
So, Wynette, I know we're a little belated, but first of all, congratulations on your new role as city manager for the city.
Thank you.
February 19th was your first official day. How is it going so far?
It's going great. There's been so many exciting things happening in Goodyear and will continue to happen in Goodyear with this growth. Being a part of a growing community, helping the council's vision come into fruition, we haven't stopped moving.
And you are no stranger to Goodyear. You have been our deputy city manager for many years. You started with the city almost 12 years ago. So for you, you know, just kind of moving into this role, was it kind of just a no-brainer for you?
Yes, in many ways. First of all, I started as the HR director in 2011 for the city and then promoted to deputy city manager in the 2013. So I have no desire to go anywhere else. This is the organization and the community that I love and love serving. And so it was an easy transition and an easy decision for me. Our council is amazing. And the employees here are the best of anywhere else. I can't think of doing this anywhere else but Goodyear.
Now, for people who are listening to this and thinking, hey, you know, we elect our city council, explain a little bit about what role does the city manager hold, especially here in the city of Goodyear?
I compare it to a private organization. So you have a board of directors in a private company, and that's your council. So then every large business has a CEO. That's your city manager. So their job is to operationalize the vision and the goals of that board of directors or the city council.
When you come into work every day, you set foot in this beautiful city hall that we have, this new square that we have. What are kind of your priorities as you come to work every day? What's important to you?
Supporting the staff that go out and do their jobs every day. They have such passion and desire to serve this community. So that's my first priority, is making sure that they're taken care of and that they have the tools that they need to operate. And then after that, it's also looking to see what it is we need to get done. The council has priorities. They have a vision, and I need to operationalize that. So as we go through our day-to-day operations, we make sure that the water's running, that's safe, our streets are safe, and that we are growing in a responsible way.
And I think that's one of the things that's interesting about Goodyear is not only when you talk about vision and priorities, you talk about those necessities like water, like housing, like transportation. But in Goodyear, it's also an exciting time because of that visionary aspect of all of the new things and the growth and the development that's happening here in the city. How do you balance that, the infrastructure that is needed, along with the vision of growth and development that may be more on the amenity side of things for residents?
Well, you have to have the infrastructure before you get the amenities, and you have to have the rooftops before you get a lot of those amenities. So it's interesting because a lot of people think that Goodyear owns the land and they have the right to make decisions as to what comes in and when it comes in. And really, the council and the city employees don't have that ability. It's the landowner that makes the decision as to, if it's zoned appropriately, what business do they sell the land to, and how does it develop and when it develops? And so what we try and do is work with those landowners or the new businesses to ensure that the quality that's coming into the city is what we expect. We have a very high standard here in Goodyear. And so we work hand in hand with the owners of the property and the business owners to build a community that's complete and that it looks great and that it's safe.
So just to reiterate, Wynette, so when we see a new business come into a given, you know, street corner, whether it be, you know, a specific favorite restaurant that I used to go to 20 years ago or something new that I've never tried before, either way, if I like it or don't, the city is not picking and choosing which business goes there.
Correct. We do try and help bring businesses in by working with the landowners, but it's not our decision as to what goes in. If it's zoned appropriately, if it's zoned commercial, C1, whatever that zoning allows, that's what can go into that particular property. We work to make it the best that it can be.
Is that a common misconception, do you think, among residents?
Yes. A lot of residents believe that, again, that the city owns that property, that we have the ability to attract and put XYZ business into a particular place. And as, again, as long as it's zoned appropriately and it follows our general plan, we just work with the business owners and the developers to make it the best that we can. So let's say that there's a corner that is zoned commercial C1. So what can go in there? We could have a drive-through restaurant. We could have a white tablecloth restaurant. We could have a bookstore. We could have a variety of different things, a gas station that can go in there. And if the landowner makes a deal with a gas station developer, they have the right to do that. We just try and make it the best that we can.
There are certain, though, places in the city where the city owns the land. Do we have more of a say in what goes into those areas?
Yes, we do. Yes. And the property around the ballpark, recently acquired by the city, we are working to look for a public-private partnership to help develop that particular area. But that's because we own it. So we can then say, here's what we envision or what the council sees as what they'd like to have go there. Or the residents. In that process, when we purchased the land and went through trying to identify what to put in that particular area, we involved the residents in that. And they had quite a bit of say into what they'd like to see around the ballpark. So it was really a very collaborative process. But again, we own it, so we can help decide.
Well, and I think when you talk about any of this stuff, you use the word collaboration. That really sticks out to me because it's a collaboration between yourself, collaboration between council, residents, outside private businesses. I mean, when you're talking about development and growth in the city of Goodyear, there are so many active participants in what is happening here in the city right now, right?
That's correct. Yes. We have a lot of public processes, and we love that the public is involved in those processes.
Wynette, you've said many times that employees of the city are really the greatest asset here, and I know you're very, very passionate about all the staff here. Talk to me more about why is that, and why is that so important when you talk about the end product and the services that our residents receive? How are they all connected?
The employees here are the heartbeat of Goodyear. They make everything run here. They make sure our citizens are safe. On your worst day, our police and fire show up, and they make sure you're taken care of and that your needs are met. We have individuals that really, truly care about the quality of the water and that we have enough to develop for the next 100+ years. We have building officials that want to make sure that when you walk into a building, it's safe, it's structurally sound, whether it's a commercial building or it's your own home that you're moving into and buying. These employees care about our citizens so deeply. I have seen them time and time again go out of their way to make sure that things are done right and that our residents are taken care of. So they're the heartbeat. They're the soul of this city, and that's why I care so much about them.
When you think about the things for residents that really make a difference, I mean, your garbage being picked up on time, you know, someone coming to your home to help you if you have a possible irrigation leak, being able to take your kids somewhere in the summer. I mean, these are things that really matter to the day-to-day lives of the people who love and live in Goodyear.
Yes. I believe and truly believe that municipal government is the best way for us to support and work with our residents. It's where we're the closest to them. And so making sure that they have the amenities. The recreation center is obviously a very popular item, especially now in the summer. And so not only making sure people are safe, which is very important, but also those recreational activities that they want, the trails. Bullard Wash has been a great amenity, and hopefully in the future that will be extended. So there's a lot more opportunity to get on your bike or walk the paths in Goodyear.
For a lot of City of Goodyear employees, they're also residents of Goodyear. So this is their community as well. I mean, they're your neighbors. They're the people that you see in the store, at the gas station, go to church with. So there is that investment as well coming from the employees of the City of Goodyear, because many of them are residents here themselves.
That's very true. In fact, I was just in the grocery store. Look up and there's our firefighters getting their groceries for their shift. I live next door to a Goodyear employee, and they're here. They care about it. They want to make sure this is the best community. We're also pretty competitive. Being the 9th fastest growing city in the United States, we want to be the best. And those employees truly do care about where they live and who they serve.
20 years from now, when you look back on your time spent here in Goodyear, what do you think it will mean to you at that point to have been here during this time of just incredible growth and just such change in the city? What will that mean to you?
Wow, that's a big question, because looking back, it will mean that I helped a community grow in a responsible way, that our residents feel that they chose the right place to live and raise their families, that it means something to be in Goodyear, and they have what they need. And so just being a part of this growth and the opportunities that we have right now, I just want to do it right. And I know we will.
At the city, we have core values, and these are not just words on a wall or on a poster. And coming here 5 years ago was really just so pleasantly surprised to see that there's taken so seriously here, and we really do live the core values. Can you talk a little bit about why is that so important to you, and what does that mean to our residents?
We started this journey about 10 years ago. It does take time, but those core values, those 6 values, and I'm going to go through innovation, integrity, initiative, optimism, empathy, and adaptability. Those 6 core values mean something to each and every employee. They live it every day. We have it on our badge. It's not just something that we put up on a wall and say, that's great for today. You know, they actually live and breathe those core values. And we've got a culture here that other organizations envy. They want to come work for Goodyear. They hear about our culture In fact, we're presenting at our international conference in October on just how Goodyear has grown the culture here. It's something that others aspire to. And so those six core values drive everything that we do each and every day. And I'm very proud of our employees and their ability to take those core values each day and put them to work as they go out and serve our residents. And I see it every day. I see empathy. We have an individual at the front desk, Lenny, who goes out of his way when someone comes in and has a problem and can't figure out how to apply for something. He sat down with an individual and walked them through that process. He didn't have to, but he had empathy for that individual who was struggling to try and do it online. And so he took the time to do that. I have so many examples of where our employees have gone above and beyond their empathy and how they show that their optimism as they go out to work each day.
Well, for anyone out there, you can follow Wynette on social media. You are on Facebook and LinkedIn. Goodyear City Manager is the account. A lot of great information that is going out there on the social media platforms. And just thank you so much, Wynette, for taking the time and joining with us and talking about what a great time it is to be in Goodyear right now.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
So, Jordan, I hope we've painted a picture here for our residents how the city operates. Thanks to our mayor and council and their vision and their leadership, they have set in place some really great policies for us to follow. And our city manager is just doing an amazing job putting that into action.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest takeaways for me is that this is such a process. Being the ninth fastest growing city in the country, as this city continues to develop and grow, you're going to continue to see new things popping up. And just know that when you see these things, there has been months, if not years, of thought and process and planning before it starts popping up on your street corner.
We do have a culture statement here at the City of Goodyear that our city manager, Wynette Reed, helped put into place. And that's, we care, we achieve, and we celebrate. And I think if there's one thing I've really felt to be true here at the city in my time here is that the city truly does care, not only about employees, but we care about our residents. And that's very, very obvious through the way that Wynette leads and guides our city and our staff. It is important to her to care for our staff and care for our city in the way that you would want to be cared for if you were the one who was not only receiving the services, but leading the city as well.
And as Wynette pointed out, many of the City of Goodyear employees are residents themselves. So they are fully invested, just like you are as a resident, when it comes to what this future is going to look like for the City of Goodyear.
Well, we hope you've learned a little bit about how the city operates and who's kind of working behind the scenes. And as always, it is a great time to be in Goodyear.
That concludes this episode of Growing Goodyear. Make sure to leave us a review and subscribe on your favorite streaming or podcast player app. If you have any questions or comments, email us at communications@goodyearaz.gov. And don't forget to follow us on the City of Goodyear's social media pages.